and Jamie Show.
It is what it is, and that's what you get.
Brett and Jamie with America's Reset.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we are. Here and welcome. Hello. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Feeling okay?
I think so.
Feeling good?
I don't know. I kind of feel like I might fall over from exhaustion at any second.
Why?
I don't know. You know, I have these times where I know that I slept. I know I did because there's like no memory of anything going on during that time, but I do not feel like I slept.
Hmm. Maybe you didn't really sleep.
Can you diagnose me?
Maybe you were doing something else and just didn't know that you were.
And how would that happen?
I don't know.
Do you think I have split personalities?
Sometimes.
Really? Wow. Okay. Cool. I hope this is my good one.
Because I've heard you talking to yourself.
That's true. I do talk to myself.
Hello, how are you? I'm good. What do you want to eat today? I don't know. What about you? I've heard those conversations. I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, you know, the whole campaign is just depressing at this point, isn't it?
I don't know.
Just because, you know, Trump is a bad guy.
Yeah.
We all know that. He's like the epitome of everything that has ever been evil in politics.
Uh-huh.
And there's still 40% of the American voting public that is willing to vote for him.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, at what point do you just say, oh my gosh, really?
He's seriously a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he has so many scandals. He just continues doing another scandal after another scandal.
Another scandal.
Every single day.
Oh my gosh.
And that's the way that he gets rid of the previous scandal, by having something even more scandalous the next day.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I think
I would almost think if he was a little brighter, which he's not.
Right.
But if he was a little brighter, I'd almost think that he's spending his time coming up with the next scandal. Maybe that's what he has Roger Ailes for.
Well, no, I think that maybe that's what he's spent his life doing. You know, it's for him, it's a popularity contest. He needs people to be looking at him, you know? He needs to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, well,
it's like I wonder if he was popular in high school.
Ultimate narcissist, without a doubt.
You know,
well, I would imagine, because his dad had a lot of money.
That doesn't matter. Have you seen the guy?
It does, because people will be like, hey, your dad's got a lot of money. Can I be your friend?
Yeah, but he probably went to a rich private school where all those kids had money.
He went to a military school, which is what he considers that to be like military service.
No, he was not.
Oh, that guy gave me that Purple Heart, but it's okay because I have military service. I went to a military school.
That's not the same thing.
No, you went to a military academy, which is a school, which is actually not affiliated with the military in any way. And that's not even, I mean, that is such a tiny little thing on the list of all of the horrible millions of unbelievable things that he has said and done.
No, I'm just trying to decide, you know, why he has this need to feel popular.
Well, it's the narcissist thing.
Wow.
I heard a rumor, and maybe it was just me talking, because that's how he starts all of his rumors.
Right.
Well, people are saying, when the people that were saying it were, it was him 10 minutes ago.
Right.
So, well, people are talking about this, and it's not me. It's people that are, it's because it wasn't you 10 minutes ago, because that was a different you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people are saying, I was like, stop.
Did you actually hear a rumor, or were you just like...
I did, but now I've forgotten what it was.
Oh, my goodness.
I've forgotten my rumor. See, I could not be Trump, because I have forgotten my rumor.
No, he does, too, because that's why he flip-flops on everything.
That's true. He's basically
he forgets what he says, and then he goes and says the opposite thing that he said before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, oh, well, I didn't say that.
And not just like a politician does, because a politician will often say things that are slightly different based on the audience that they're speaking to at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, if the audience is particularly strongly conservative, your message will be slightly more strongly conservative. It might be the same, sort of the same message, but when you speak to a more progressive audience or a more mixed audience, you'll probably tone that down just a little bit. You'll tone that rhetoric down a little bit. For him, he will actually say the exact opposite of what he is saying, and then later deny it.
Right.
Even though everybody's...
I think he needs a mental evaluation, because he is like our youngest when he was 10.
Yeah.
When he would say, I didn't say that. Yeah. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, like when I confronted him with the evidence in the trash can, and it was just he and I in the house, and I'm like, we're the only ones here, and I'm not the one that ate all the snacks. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I just took the trash out earlier, so I know that nobody else has been here but you and I. I didn't do it. What?
And it's like, I have a recording of you saying that you cheated on your taxes, that you did not pay your taxes, and that makes you smart. I didn't do that.
That made me a genius. I'm a genius for ripping off the American people.
I didn't do that.
I'm a genius. You know, and
I actually reposted somebody's tweet yesterday who was saying that, hang on, now I have to find it because I don't want to misquote. You hate it when I do that.
Oh, come on.
Well, and I don't ever really quote you. I just paraphrase what you say.
Well, that's because
I'm horrible at quoting. Oh, I know, I'm so bad.
That was good.
No, it's not. Not really that good. So anyway, I reposted this thing and it says...
Are you going to Facebook? Is that where you're going right now?
Yeah. Where else would I go?
Did you post it on Brett and Jamie at Facebook?
If you're applauding Trump's gaming of the system, I never want to hear your thoughts about who's taking advantage of welfare again.
Right.
Ever.
We just saw a video of some guy that was filming a lady who was putting groceries in her car. And he was like, you're cheating on the welfare system. You're a cheater. But where is he doing the same thing for Trump? Because Trump was talking about, I mean, we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But you're upset by one lady that may or may not be cheating, you know, $20 out of the welfare system. Really?
Yeah.
$20, mm-hmm. $80, $100. What's she making there? What's she costing you?
Even if she cheated the system out of a couple $1,000, because really that's all you can cheat the system out of, as a welfare recipient.
Just a trickle of urine from what Trump is doing.
Exactly.
To America.
That's pocket change.
Yeah. And not just Trump, but every rich person in America, because they're all applauding. They're all like, well, yeah, he's a genius. That's what Hannity and Giuliani and all the crazy people that are, you know, spokesmouths for Trump are out there saying, well, that just makes him a genius, isn't it? Well, first of all, he's not the genius. The genius is the accountant that
right.
is making sure that he's not having to pay taxes for 18 years. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is,
he could have legally not had to pay taxes for 18 years.
Even though he hasn't paid taxes for 18 years, and his campaign is not denying that.
Right.
His campaign is not saying, no, that's not true. He still says he's not going to release his taxes. In other words, there's something worse than that.
Yeah.
On his taxes. Worse than that. Mm-hmm. It's not just the fact that he's ripped off America for the past 20 years.
And he keeps talking about how not everyone in history has ever released their tax returns. And people are saying, yeah.
Since 1972, every presidential candidate
has released their tax returns. No, uh-uh. And that's his defense.
No, I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And like I said, it kind of gets depressing after a while, and maybe that's the point. Maybe the point is that he wants the progressives to be so depressed that they're not going to vote.
Well, and okay, so then we come around to Hillary, and there's this other side of the country that's talking about how horrible Hillary is, okay? Not even the people who are voting for Trump. I'm talking about people who are third-party people.
Right.
Because they don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils. So now I want to think about what really has Hillary done, and what is Hillary doing lately?
She's been investigated for the past 20 years,
right?
And has never been found guilty of anything,
right?
And if anybody has ever been investigated for 20 years and comes up absolutely squeaky clean, that person is not crooked.
Yeah,
I mean you simply can't be crooked after being investigated.
But you
for
have
20
all these people
years.
Screaming about how.
That's because
it's some sort of conspiracy
that
the FBI will convict Martha Stewart, but they won't convict Hillary Clinton.
Well, they should be convicting Trump.
Yeah, I know.
And they probably will. At some point, they probably will, because his foundation is actually doing illegal things. The Clinton Foundation is categorized in the same category as the American Red Cross. It's a really strong foundation.
Okay.
You know, so...
So humanitarian.
Yeah, it's hilarious to me how everything that Trump says is completely backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all projection, and politics is always like that. You take your weakness and you project it on your opponent, and that way that way everybody just says, oh, they all do it. It's all the same thing. It doesn't matter. They're all doing the same thing. But that's not the way it is.
It's not all the same thing.
And it's certainly not all the same thing.
I don't know any other candidate who's had so many businesses fail. Who has had so much corruption in their past and still been a candidate. Had it been Hillary, who was they were digging up all this dirt on, it would have been done. Yeah. She would have been finished simply because she's a woman.
She would already be in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. If all those things were true of her, not only would she no longer be a candidate, she would be under indictment. She would be in jail by now. I mean, Trump University.
And it wouldn't matter how much hemming and hawing she did.
Yeah, no. No, it strikes me as unbelievably unfair that, you know, just because they've investigated her for 20 years and they keep saying, oh, she's bad, she's crooked, she's bad, she needs to be investigated for this and this and 10 times for Benghazi, and then nothing ever happens of it. The FBI said that she might have been a little careless with the emails, but she didn't do anything illegal.
Right.
And they're like, oh, wait, she deleted all these emails. Well, you know, the Bush administration deleted something like 6 million emails, mm-hmm. and nobody said a thing.
Yeah. Were they investigated?
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
No. And during the time the Bushes were in office, more than 60 Americans died at consulates and embassies. And were they ever investigated?
No.
Was the Secretary of State ever investigated for those deaths?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No.
No. Have you ever heard of anything like that before? No.
No.
It's because Hillary Clinton's a woman.
Yeah.
And they already had the whole scandal with her husband.
Well, and plus they have right-wing media.
Right.
Right. I mean, right-wing media is horrible. It just is. And anybody that says that it's not, we need, you know, they're talking about they need to change campaign finance laws, but they need to change right-wing media as well, because you can't just make things up and lie over and over and over again. I think that if you're caught in a deliberate lie on right-wing media, if you're caught in a lie, they need to have a scrolling banner across the bottom of their screen for like 3 days straight. We lied about this. We lied about this. And, mm-hmm. and so that people know that they're lying.
Right.
Because Sean Hannity, it's okay. He's not really a news person. He's not really a journalist. He's an opinion host. So
that means he can lie?
Yeah. And he does. Constantly.
You know, I really feel like that whole section of media is a reality TV show.
Well, and that's why Trump is involved in it. And that's why they love right. Trump so much.
Yeah,
that's
because why it is a reality TV show.
That's why the National Enquirer loves Trump so much, because he's just fodder for their pages all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they know they're going to be successful.
They're like, which one do we use today?
Yeah.
Because we have 12 to pick from.
But the National Enquirer only says nice things about Trump. They have never said anything bad about Trump.
That's because they want him to keep providing more crap for their front pages.
Yeah, they got, you know, Hillary on death's doorstep, and they got this picture of her where they photoshopped it, yep. so she looks like, you know, a mummy.
Uh-huh.
And then Trump's like, here's how Trump's going to keep us safe. What? Come on.
And he has absolutely no plan.
No.
None.
Gonna build
zero.
A wall.
Zero plan.
Wall. Gonna build a wall, and then to
he
keep
says,
out.
We need law and order. Law and order.
Yeah.
50 times, because you say we need law and order, that's a plan. No, that is not a plan. How are we going to have law and order? What is your plan? I want to see the steps that you're going to take to make us safe.
Well, then it drives me crazy, because people are like, well, he's got plans on his website, like he's got this tax plan, and everybody that studied the tax plan says it's going to cost America $3 trillion.
Yeah.
It's going to put us another $3 trillion in debt.
Yeah, well, and Hillary's plan is going to cost us billions of dollars. It's not.
And nobody is talking about Hillary's plans. I mean, people don't understand that Hillary wants to make healthcare even more accessible for more
right,
Americans.
Right.
Hillary wants to
which
make
would be a good thing for you.
College education free for your kids.
Which would be a really good thing for you.
For anybody that makes, like, what was it, less than $150,000? Something like that?
Yeah.
Which is 80% of America.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
all the poor people who are voting for Trump.
Yeah, these are good
things. Would
benefit
things. From this.
These are things that are going to benefit you, and yet here we are.
That would make me a freeloader like you.
Once again,
I'm not a
people,
freeloader.
And all the middle class people think that
you
they're
want
not
everything
poor.
For free.
That's the thing that drives me crazy, because they live in a house, they make their house payment, they got a couple of cars, and mm-hmm. they say they're not poor.
Right.
So they hate the poor because the poor are getting free stuff.
Right.
But they're mad because they're not getting free stuff, because they're whatever they are. They're middle class, but they're not. They're poor too. 80% mm-hmm. of America is going to benefit from having free education, and that includes the middle class.
I know.
It drives me crazy.
I know. Me too.
Okay.
Are you?
Deep breath.
Okay.
Deep breath. Reason. Show.
what it is, and that's what you get.
Brett and Jamie with America's Reset.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
You always make me laugh because you're always like, we need to find a niche. We need to find a niche. And that's true. That's what, you know, radio has been doing that for 100 years. That's what they do. They find their niche. They find their little demographic. And then they go from there.
Right.
And you're right. I think that it's true that we need to find our niche. And maybe our niche is poor. Is but not... You see, in America, that's two different things. That's the really poor... And it's the working class poor, and it's the middle class. All of those qualify as poor.
Really?
For me, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're middle class, you are two paychecks away from the street.
Well, yeah. And people don't think about that. People don't think about the fact that they are putting down these people who were probably exactly like them, not in the too distant past, and now they've lost their job. And they can't afford to eat, mm-hmm. and they can't afford their house payment.
And they can't afford their health insurance anymore.
Right. And
so they had that through work.
Now they need government subsidies.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put them down even though you don't know their situation.
Yeah.
And they were probably your next door neighbor 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh. And they probably still are.
Right.
And they're probably just struggling to try to maintain where they were.
Well, they're barely making ends meet.
Exactly. And all of a sudden they've got to take two or three jobs to equal what they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still hating the poor. Oh, I wouldn't be so poor if it wasn't for the poor or the immigrants. That's the other thing.
Oh, immigrants.
Trump really? Is making us afraid of immigrants, but immigrants aren't doing anything to you. They're not doing anything to you.
They're hurting you.
They're adding to our economy something like $12 billion a year, mm-hmm. and they're not getting anything back out of that.
Right.
They're not putting things in to get things out. They're not getting all kinds of free stuff, even though there's people say that they get all kinds of free stuff. They're not getting all kinds of free stuff.
Right.
They have to pay taxes on everything they buy in America. They hopefully are paying taxes on anything they make in America as well.
Right.
But they're not, that money isn't going out in Social Security. They're not going to be getting Social Security later. They're not getting, you know, a lot of the things that American citizens get.
Right.
But why are we so afraid of immigrants then? What are they?
I have no idea. And I really think that he is making them out to be non-human.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, they are this really alien entity. And I think that that's what people are so fearful of, is now we have all of these alien people living in our society.
Yep.
And what do we do with that? We don't know them. We don't know where they're from. We don't have any idea what their cultural background is or their beliefs. And what if they're different from us? Well, everybody's different from us.
That's why the blue states are the states that are, you know, more populous and on the edges of the country,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot more diversity. There's bigger cities. There's
right.
people mix with other people a lot more. When you're in New York, you can't help but mix with 10 different people from different countries, yeah. and different things all the time.
Well, and I think that that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
It's a good thing to be diverse.
But
it's a good thing to get other points of view and to see the world through different eyes. That is a good thing.
All those red states right in the middle of the country that just go in that.
They're like, no, no, no refugees.
Well, and there's like
no outsiders.
There's like one person every 50 miles, and that person looks exactly like you do.
Yeah.
You know, I told you the story when I grew up in South Dakota, how we got our first black family.
Oh, I know.
In Pierce, South Dakota. And oh man, it was the talk of the town. And anytime you saw them walking down the street, like, oh, there's the black people. That's the first time that anybody there had ever seen a black person. Ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
And then, you know, Ford, I would be just like that probably if I never would have left. If I was still there, I would be fearful of all those people because I've never met them. Because
right.
I have no idea who they are. All I have is what right-wing media tells me I should think of them.
Well, and I think that's part of the problem about not traveling, not seeing other things, not seeing other places. You know, you grow up in these really small rural areas where you don't have any exposure to these people and you don't have any exposure to diversity, and you get caught up in something that you know nothing about. I grew up in a really small rural area, like I think maybe 7 stoplights in the entire town, and not a lot of diversity. You know, Native Americans,
Hispanics, and white.
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And not even very many. It was a lot of white people, and a lot of Native American people because that there was a reservation there. Mm-hmm. But other than that, not really a lot of other mixture. And there were a few black people. There were.
And it's really funny because, well, and first of all, the people are very similar.
Right.
Because they all grew up there. They were all born there. You know, no matter what they were, they're Native American, Hispanic, white. You go to Hispanic, kindergarten
with the same people you graduate with.
Absolutely.
It's very close-knit community. You go to the grocery store and they know who you are.
Mm-hmm. The Hispanics are just like the whites. They're all just, although Native Americans are still considered second class citizens.
Yes, they really are. And I think that that's pretty ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous.
But I would have been stuck in that mentality too, had I not traveled a little bit and moved away from there and gone to some place that was bigger, that had more diversity, that has more ideas and a different perspective than what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing. It's not just seeing faces of different people. It's actually getting to talk to people and then be like, well, you speak in kind of broken English, and yet you're saying the same things that I say. And you have the same concerns and the same fears, and you want to send your kids to school. You want to be successful. All the same things that I care about, you care about. So why do I hate you so much?
Right.
Just because you're a different religion, or because you're a different sexual orientation, or because you're, you know, a different whatever.
Right. You're different. That is the point. You're different.
And I don't know you, and I don't want to know you.
See, and that's another thing. Why do you not want to know other people? Why do you not want to understand them? Why do you automatically judge them based on their different behaviors? Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. I think that it's really frustrating when you have groups of people that exist together here in the United States, and you want to segregate yourself from these groups of people. You want to say, I only support the people that are like me. Yeah. I only support the people that I know, that I'm comfortable with. And everybody else needs to leave. That's ridiculous.
Yep, I'm here now. Everybody else leave, because it's going to get too crowded if we let any more in.
It's like that stupid blonde who does those videos on Facebook.
You are really enamored with her,
aren't
you? Oh,
no, I am not. Oh, God, I hate her. That loud conservative girl? I hate her with a passion. And she did this one where... and my Facebook friends like her.
And she's so snotty.
God, I hate her.
She's so snotty.
I know.
And so horrible. Just horrible and mean and
That's
ignorant.
Why I hate her. Because yeah. She's really ignorant. And she does not even have any care about anybody else.
No, just very hateful.
She's the very center of the world, and only what she says matters. Only what she thinks matters. She did this whole thing about Colin Kaepernick, and she told him that if he hates this country so much, then he should leave.
Yeah.
Well, where is he going to go?
Trump, if you don't want to pay taxes
in
this
country.
Yeah, if you
hate this country so much that you can't pay taxes.
Yeah, leave.
Then leave.
Yeah, there you go. Bye-bye. See you later. And don't come back. And
I don't care where you go.
And don't do any business here either.
Yeah.
Just go do your business elsewhere. Make all your hotels over there in Afghanistan or someplace.
Anywhere but here.
Yeah.
But you can't tell an American-born citizen to leave.
No.
Because they have a difference of opinion from you.
Oh, no, you're a Muslim. You have Mexican heritage, so you should leave.
You're an American citizen.
It doesn't matter if you were born in Indiana.
Right? I know. And the guy who was filming the people who were scamming the system.
He's like, go back where you came from. She's like, Detroit?
Right. Boston? You want me to go back to my own city? Okay. Whatever. And you automatically assume that because somebody looks different from you, that they're not from the United States, that they weren't born and raised here.
Why are we so hateful? Why are we so hateful as a people? That's
because Simon Cowell gave us permission.
Do you think, racism and sexism and all these things go way back.
Forever and ever and ever.
But now we all think we can state our opinion.
Yes. Now we are that stupid blonde who I have the right to tell you my stupidity. I have the right to spew this crap from my mouth.
This horrible
because
ugliness all over you.
That's my right.
Yeah. But it's just be a decent person.
Right.
You don't need to be such a dick about
an
it.
Asshole.
Yeah. I mean, be a decent human being. Those people aren't causing you any pain at all.
But they are. They're taking from me personally.
The rich people.
Just like the president is going to come personally take my guns.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And Hillary, you know, and Hillary wants to get rid of the Second Amendment too. So,
oh, yeah, oh, I know. Boy. Jeez.
Gosh,
you gotta, yeah, you cannot do that. You can't take amendments out of, oh, yeah. When a law is a law, it's a law.
It's a law, it's a law, it's a law.
And yes, you can make changes to it, but you can't get rid of it.
I thought you were going
to
break into a little Schoolhouse Rock for a
second. Gosh.
I'm a bill.
I can see him dancing on the steps. Oh, wow. That's fun.
This is how I become a bill.
No.
But why do we not, why are we not so angry with the rich people? That's the thing that bothers me.
Because they're the ones who are hurting us.
They are the ones that are hurting us. And we've had, you know, since Ronald Reagan's trickle-down economics, although we've studied it and it goes back way further.
Oh, yeah, way further.
All the way back to Hamilton, I think.
Hamilton, yeah.
But Ronald Reagan really popularized today's form of trickle-down economics where we change all the rules so that the rich people benefit in every possible way, shape, and form. And obviously the idea is that once the rich people have all of the money, that it'll trickle
rain
down.
It's gonna,
money is going to rain down.
Money is
going to
rain down.
But the thing that they never tell you is that while all the people are, all the rich people
are hoarders,
are gathering the money, it's all coming from us. It's all going
They're scooping
from us.
It up from the ground.
It's not coming down. It's going up.
And then they hoard it.
Yeah. And they're not going
to. And they give it to other rich people.
And they're not going to give it back.
The ones who make yachts and the ones who build fancy hotels.
They're not giving it back.
Yeah. Not
ever.
You. Not Joe Schmo, who is a EMT. Who's
speaking of that,
a fast food worker.
I need to.
A service worker.
I need to crowd.
Who owns a small business.
I need to crowdfund a new America. We're going to call it America Reset, Reboot, something like that.
Okay.
We need to crowdfund $370 trillion.
Oh, okay.
And I know that money is out there. I know we can find it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's $370 trillion out there somewhere that we can find. And we can make every American taxpayer a millionaire.
Yep.
Every American taxpayer,
okay.
We're going to make a millionaire.
I'm on board. Let's do it.
Yeah. And I think that we just reset. We say, rich people, you've won. Congratulations. You won the game.
Monopoly, it's over.
Now we're going
to
reset.
That was the longest game ever.
Everybody gets $1 million. Those of you that have way more than $1 million, that once we reach our $370 trillion goal, whatever you have left, if you still have $1 billion, good for you.
Yay.
You start out way ahead. You're going to be way ahead anyway because all this money's coming back to you sooner or later because that's how it works. You know, the rich are going to continue getting richer. But let's just reset. Let's have a little reset. And
we're going to hand that money back out again.
And there would be
reset
people.
Reset the board.
There would be people that are against that. Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't take money from the rich people. We're giving it to you and making you a millionaire.
Yeah, you idiot. Tell me you don't want to be a millionaire.
Oh, well, if that Hillary is for it, then it's no good. I don't want
Hillary's
that.
Hillary's not for making you a millionaire.
She's not. I am, though.
Right. I am, too.
And I know that we've got the money. I know that it's out there. I'm starting to do some research. We're gonna find out how we're gonna do America's reset, and we're gonna start the game all over again.
Reboot America.
Reboot America.
Yes.
With Brett and Jamie.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Let's crowdfund
$370 trillion.
That's all we need, people. We will make you a millionaire.
That's right. Everybody's going to be a millionaire. And if you have kids, you'll get a few thousand extra for that. If you're a marital household, you'll get more as well. You know,
really?
And if you haven't ever paid taxes,
now you're sounding kind of crazy.
If you've done stuff where you've just sort of, you've been an American citizen, you were born in America, and yet you've never paid taxes, you probably are going to have to work for a while to you know, prove that you are contributing to society. But then we'll make you a
millionaire.
Well,
now you're making all kinds of rules.
Well, there's going to have to be rules. We're going to have to sit down and talk about this.
No, you said $370 trillion and you'll make everyone a millionaire.
I know, but we can't just give them $1 million because
most people
would just blow it.
You're going back on your word.
Or it would be stolen. So how about...
now you're going on your word.
We'll do $100,000 per taxpayer over a 10-year period.
No. See, I'm out. Because you changed it. You changed the rules.
Oh, you're like,
I'm going to make everyone a millionaire.
Look at,
and now you're saying, well, only if you've paid taxes and only if you're a contributing member of society and only in small payments over the course of a certain period of time.
So you don't want to be a millionaire?
And if you're a couple, then you get more. And if you aren't, then you get less.
So you don't want to be a millionaire. You don't want
to. If you have kids, then you benefit. And if you don't, then screw you.
You don't even want to talk about how you could be a millionaire.
No.
Really?
Really.
You are such a Republican.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
and that's what you get.
Brett and Jamie with an America's Reset.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
It is what it is, and that's what you get.
Brett and Jamie with an America's Reset.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
Show.
It is what it is, and that's what you get.
Brett and Jamie with America's Reset.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
With the Brett and Jamie Show.
It is what it is, and that's what you get.
Brett and Jamie with America's Reset.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
With the Brett and Jamie Show.
It is what it is, and that's what you get.
Brett and Jamie with America's Reset.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
Brett and Jamie Show.
It is what it is, and that's what you get.
Brett and Jamie with the miracle.